Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about the ways that we relax.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And I think this is going to be one where we're just going to talk about the things we do to relax. But maybe before we jump into sharing kind of some personal stories and ideas, let's talk about why is it even important to relax? Why should it? Relaxing sounds like a bad idea for many. I would imagine for many kind of early founders or founders that are doing this for the very first time, entrepreneurs that are doing this for the first time, relaxing sounds like the opposite of what they need.
Yeah, this is, on my end, this is something I have a lot of trouble with.
Mm.
I think if you asked people that either work with me, probably people that work with me, because my family tends to be similar to me, so I wouldn't count them in this bucket, but people who work with me would probably say that, like, he never takes a vacation, because that is true. Objectively, that is true. Mm. Factually, that is true. And I don't have a good reason why I don't take a vacation. It's not that I don't like them. I probably just don't understand them the way other people do for many different reasons. And so vacations are not how I relax. So even if I took one, I don't think I would call that relaxing, which I know might sound really weird to most people. And that's what I mean by, like, people on my in my companies don't necessarily understand this. And we don't talk about it a lot because they obviously just assume, you know, whatever about me. So for me, relaxing is more about how do I... You know, the most relaxing thing I do is driving my car.
Mm.
And it's because I generally drive my car alone majority of the time. I wouldn't say it's relaxing driving when someone else is in the car for me. And I do that typically like multiple times a week, at least 3 to 5 times a week. And when I do it, I'm driving for 30 minutes at least, and then 30 minutes back to my house. So that's a whole hour where I kind of get it to myself. Sometimes I do calls in the car, which is, you know, another form of relaxation because I'm driving. And I grew up in Southern California where driving was a thing. Like you needed a car to get around. I had one right when I was 16. And so for me, driving is relaxing. Believe it or not, speeding is also relaxing, just like driving is. So it's a little more nuanced than just driving. And I really enjoy it, quite frankly. And it's, if you ask me, what do you do to relax? It's that. The only other thing I can think of is I will basically use my time with my kids as much as possible to relax. So the new thing we're doing right now is that game Uno. I don't know if you've played it.
Yeah.
My son is 9 years old and my daughter is 5, and they're both very good at that game and can win. And they love it, both of them. It's fantastic. And so I actually have been playing that game with them sometimes for like an hour and a half straight. And it's been really relaxing. And the grandparents play it with them. My wife plays it with them. Sometimes we all play it with them. There's like 5 of us playing it. And it's very relaxing. You know, some of it's stressful for the kids because like they get really anxious about winning or losing or, you know, Uno and this and that. But man, those two things are the most relaxing things. And the Uno one's a little bit newer the last few months, but it's something that I really am finding really enjoyable and relaxing for me. So those are the two things. I wish I had more. You know what? That's all I got. I got one more.
Okay.
I got one more. There are some people who I will go spend time with that I know it will be really relaxing, regardless of if we're talking about something really stressful or not. It's just a relaxing conversation or just the person like just puts me in that state, and I'm probably doing the same for them.
I love that. Yeah, right. I'll give you my list. But before that, I absolutely believe that if you cannot relax, if you cannot find moments to let go, you know, and to unplug mentally, physically, it's going to affect the way you work. Usually it leads to an increasing amount of tension, right, that never gets any release. And the more and more tense you get, the more rigid your thinking gets, the more rigid the way you act gets. And I think also tension breeds more tension. So usually people that never relax, they bring a certain level of tension to others, which is really what you don't want. Tension can be super useful, like not that it's a bad thing in and of itself, but tension at all times, if any time you work with people, they feel super tense, you're not going to usually get the best work out of them. They usually are not going to feel most inspired, most creative around you. And so it can be really, really taxing for yourself and for your environment. So I think no matter what you do at the highest level, and taking athletes for this, if you take an athlete at the very highest level of what they do, if they had to be super tense and focused all the time, all day, all night, all week, all month long, they would not perform at their best, and their performance would drop drastically. They have peak moments of high intensity, and they have a lot of rest and relaxation to really fill up their battery. So I think it's super crucial, especially for somebody that's in a creative endeavor like an entrepreneur. For the things that relax me, you know, it's not that many things either, to be honest. Like, funny enough, one of the most relaxing things for me is reading a good book. And also reading a book, like a physical book, to me is, I don't know, something about the physical sensation of reading a book, smelling it, can put me in a really relaxed state. So I love doing that. I think good company does that for me a lot. There's just some people that are so relaxed, that are so fun to be around, that it, you know, I can completely unplug. I don't think about work. I don't think about anything really. I'm just having a good time, have stimulating conversations, just have fun being around these people. The most powerful relaxation I ever feel is actually being close to the ocean. That's why I love sailing. I love being on a boat, being close to the ocean. It's just, nothing gets me that deep of a state of relaxation faster and for longer periods of time. So I love gazing at the ocean when I'm on a boat. That's kind of the most powerful internal peace that I can feel. Wow. And then the last thing that comes to mind is one thing that is not relaxing. It doesn't sound relaxing at all, but it relaxes me an incredible amount, which is Muay Thai training, martial arts training in general. So when I go to kickboxing, Muay Thai training, although it can be very tense and can be very intense, it is exhausting. It is, for my mind, it is incredibly relaxing because I don't think about anything other than performing whatever the task at hand is. And I physically completely redline and completely exhaust myself. And there's just an incredible amount of rush of endorphins at the end of a good training session. It makes me incredibly happy, balances me out, and it relaxes me. Like I'll be much more relaxed after a very hard training session. So those are the things that I can think of that have been kind of the most relaxing endeavors that I have, for sure. Before we wrap up this episode,
pretty cool.
There's one more thing that can bring relaxation to people's lives.